WATV. WATV. So, yeah, come on, Wally. Close your case, ATV. What's going on?
Not much. I mean, I don't know, with my new radio and other small things, nothing too earth-shattering. How you doing?
Still waking up a bit, having some coffee, and just turn on the radios and just listening to them. Not a whole hell of a lot of exciting going on here either.
Yeah, dude. I've been spending too much time playing radio, programming, learning, building spreadsheets, frequencies, things of that nature. So I was getting kind of burned out. So I was gonna go take a shower, get dressed. Not sure what I'm gonna do.
Got stuff ahead of me too, get some breakfast and all that. Right now I'm making some cigarettes and be going out dashing about 10:30 or so. Gonna make some more money to get for some more toys.
Very good. Yeah, I think I'm gonna call SWR too. Make sure everything's still smooth for Thursday.
What plan to me? I did get gas last night though. I ended up in an hour-long rag shoot with some guy named Dave, who was down six and crash it, and with Jay. I know you've heard Jay out here on different bands before. Funny thing is, I was doing it on 6 meter.
That's always fun. I have one of those. It's just in a handy talkie, but I've never done any significant carrying on with it. I probably should. 6 meter, too. Yeah, well, wait a minute. Maybe not six. 10 meter, I'll bet. Yeah, I'll bet it was 10, not six.
I have a gear here for 10 meter. I'm going to antenna I just put up it bottoms out or tops out, however you want to look at it, at 6 meter. It does 6 meter, 2 meter, 1.25 meter, and 7 centimeter. And apparently it was doing really good on 6 meter, so I'm kind of impressed with it. I was talking through the repeater to get down to the intersection at Davidson and the Lodge, something that seems like 14 miles away, and Jay said I was bending the needle.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you. Hold on here. I want to look. I'm going to see what this little handheld is. It's one of those things I bought because I had to have.
The new shiny toy, and you went, ooh!
Yeah, that's it. You hit it. Yeah, it is 6 meter.
Set it up, play with it sometime.
Yeah, it shows a repeater in the Detroit area. I'll have to ask Sean if it's any good. 5184. I don't know if he played with that or not.
6 meter stuff I just got started with the repeater. There's four of them that are close enough that I can probably hit. This one I now know I can definitely hit, and that one is the Kilo 8 Papalino Whiskey Repeater. Like I said, it's only like 12, 14 miles from the house.
Okay, yeah, I'm just looking in the radio reference or radio book or whatever, this repeater book. You got to take this one for a grain of salt because they get all of their data from other users, and some of the stuff is pretty old. Like last time this one was updated was 2020. But nonetheless, it's there.
It is still there and it is still working just fine.
All right, I'm going to throw it in my car. I will try it.
Sounds like a plan to me. Yeah, with this antenna I got in the height of that too, there's a really, really good chance that I can actually simplex EMR with you and Tim. Got it at some point in time too.
Okay, whenever you want. Tim and I can do it pretty good, but we both got, I don't want to say good antennas, outside antennas, basically gutter height.
That's pretty much the trick here. That antenna I bought, I think it was like $170 or something like that. Ship might have been a little more, but sticking it to where the tip of it is 40 feet in the air, big improvement on everything.
Good. Hey, gonna change the subject here. Somebody said that you knew somebody that might be able to help, sometime this year, teach a HIPAA class for us.
Matter of fact, I do. She has a degree in the subject, and she's in my kitchen right now.
Okay. Anytime this year, just another, thing. I'm basing things off, my experience is really old. I looked at all my stuff I had, and I'm talking real, real old, but basically,
You know, we'd like to ask her if she could go ahead and, you know, do just a, you know, doesn't have to be anything formal, you know, just okay. You know, basically the okay, what you see, you know, the what did I see? See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. That's basically the three protocols of HIPAA, but, you know, I think, you know, with hospital nets and, you know, us possibly getting, but I think that we should have some of that training too, you know, basically, no matter what you see, shut up, you know, that type of stuff.
It is pretty much the hook shot of it, but she can break it down into fine detail for people who have difficulty grasping the concepts.
I would appreciate that. Okay, next meeting, I'll get with you, and then, like I said, anytime this year. It's just another, you know, and if she wants to do it on Zoom, that's fine. If she wants to actually show up, that's fine. Whatever's comfortable.
The only thing we'd have to watch out for is to make sure that she's not working second shift on that particular meeting night. That's all it is. Because, you know, she works up in McLaren, McCall, and her schedule bounces back and forth between doing day shift and second shift. And if we that'd be the only part of what we'd actually have to coordinate, because I think she, I remember I talked to her about it before, and she was kind of interested in doing it.
No, very good. Has she always been at McLaren, or has she been, she bounced around like most of those professionals do?
Back all them years ago when she and I met, she had been trying to get into McLaren, but she lived like an hour and a half away, and she was working at the she was working at the local hospital that wasn't too far from her home at the time. So yeah, she's been in the medical industry her whole life.
Well, very good. Yeah, my late wife. That's how I ended up over here on that this side of the state. Same thing because of her.
Okay, that's better. Heat up the radio and made a weird noise, so I let it back off. I don't know if you heard me, but I said copy that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to let you go. Have a good day at work. Let's see. I'll order a Halo burger and have you deliver it up here in Baltimore. What do you think?
You know how far away it is? That better be a $20 tip or you're not going to get picked up from down here. There's a Halo burger joint that I know was over on Band Lake about 17-mile road.
I know. I was being a smart aleck. I knew it was all. I was listening to your challenges. Oh my gosh! It's just like wow. So yeah, I knew that. Or the punch. Who makes the good punch keys on Wednesday for Tuesday's punch key day? Right, Tuesday. Wednesday's that Wednesday.
Yeah, Fat Tuesday is tomorrow, and when I got done doing the lunch roast, I'm gonna stop in whatever Meyer I'm closest to and pick some up.
Very good. All right, I got to step out. I got to get dressed, actually. We got a contractor coming over. We've been working on our fireplace, and I have the skill set. I just don't have the, you know, the whatever anymore to do it. So we found a contractor. This kid's 22 years old, and I'm actually feeling better about the future. This kid is talented for 22. I mean, I'll send you guys some pictures or something to show you what he did, but yeah, he had him, like, brick all around the fireplace. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I said, where'd you learn it? And believe it or not, he said at school, at shop in school. I thought, wow. So maybe there is some hope for the future.
Even looking forward to seeing those pics. All right, I'm going to let you skip while I need to get a little bit move on myself here. So I'm going to say 73 to you. Have yourself a good day. Be careful out there when the time comes. And we'll be talking again later on. Looking forward to seeing pics of the fireplace, too. AFA, DPZ, current monitoring after your final.
All right, have a good day. Be careful out there. WAPD. Brian, you K-E-A-Y-N-U. Check that. K-E-A-W-U-O-W-A-P-D.
I want one of those phones, Wally. Forget this 525G. N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, that's pretty. But, again, use any phone you want. But if you're going to get into the woods with it, you're on your own. And he can definitely be on his own.
So I think I was following that. If we can get a cheap, quote-unquote, cheaper enterprise model, he could, I don't know what the term is, convert it so that it would work on Hoyt, because maybe he got the license. I don't know. I gotta ask him.
Yeah, I was trying to follow that, too. But that one post that I read, it was from Sean, kind of implied you needed some sort of server to serve it. So, but if there is a way around it, WCO will definitely can figure it out.
Yeah, indeed, yes. That did look sweet. I saw that photo, I go, oh, my gosh. That looks nice.
Oh, yeah, like a shiny toy. All right. I don't know where he went. I sent him an email with some contact information in regards to Thursday night.
Okay. He dipped in and out of contact because I think he's feverishly trying to get IT stuff done, and this was his big push, as you mentioned. But I'll mention, if you don't contact him soon, I'll mention you're looking for him when I see him.
Cannot transmit channel busy. Okay. Yeah, just tell him to read his ARPC now. Make sure you got something.
Copy. Will do. NAWROFU.
Whiskey 8 Victor Delta.
WAOR, statewide 1.
NAWCB monitoring statewide 1.
I think you said N8BC. I got that wrong. W8AOR. Just going into Grand Rapids.
W8AOR. This is N8WCB, November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Probably mumbling a little bit. The handle here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and I am in Sterling Heights. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon, Dave. Hopefully it's sunny over there as well. Sun's poking through the partial clouds. No. 52 degrees. It's February. I'll take that.
I totally agree. Yes, the fog has burned off over here, and it's been sunny. Yeah, we're definitely approaching the 50-degree mark. Very nice weather. Snow is melting real well, seeing a little bit of the ground, and definitely, like I say, encouraging for mid to late February here.
It's supposed to be fairly decent this week. Maybe by the time I get back later on this week, it'll be no more snow at the house.
Yeah, that's a good probability. I've heard we're supposed to, yeah, like say, get up a little bit, maybe in approaching 60 at time in some areas, but I've heard we're going to get some rain. I understand there are parts north that may get a little bit of ice and north snow, but I think at this point anything south is in the rain zone. So, yeah, good possibility you might not be any more snow at your house.
Well, the rain will be welcome to wash away all the salt off the roads. They're still pretty gray over here.
Yeah, I believe it. That's for sure. You know, kind of like you say, wash the roads, wash off the cars, and get rid of all that stuff. I agree there. I don't know how it'll do on some of these older roads with the colder temperatures we've had, and whether it'll start opening up those chuck holes a little bit, but I guess we'll deal with that when it comes.
Those clay and dirt roads are going to be messy. It's probably permafrost into the ground, and it's just going to make for a mess. But anything that's paved should get right. But, oh, man, the potholes, yes. Anything that wasn't resurfaced last year, and it's going to need a resurfacing. I just got this one section here in Grand Rapids that they redid last year, and it's in nice shape, no potholes, but the stuff between Muskegon and Grand Rapids, it was playing Frogger by trying to dodge the potholes over it.
NAWCB, yes. Yeah, if you're speaking of 96 there, yeah, definitely. I had heard, in fact, we avoided 96 between Lansing and Grand Rapids. We were going up to Reed City, and it's like, man, I'm going to avoid that, and just reading about some of the traffic backups. But I can imagine probably, like you say, between Muskegon and Grand Rapids, it's definitely going to have to be eyes ahead of you and eyes kind of nearly in front of you. They're sure don't want to take out a tire or anything worse on the steering. They're definitely have to keep an eye on those potholes. But I guess we'll definitely take the smooth roads by all means.
Well, I hope they fix the mess on 96 between Grand Rapids and Lansing, because that is in terrible shape. It's about as bad as 69 now. Just terrible. I guess I've done a lot of work on 69. It's been a while since I've gone north there of 96 onto 69 towards the Sarnia. I always try to avoid, when I go to Dayton, I don't even bother going over to 69. I go down to 94, 131 down to 94 on over 27, try to avoid that mess because it's such a bad road.
Yeah, I believe it. You know, you definitely, some of these you just have to avoid. Like you say, it's almost worth it just to just drive a little extra time or miles just to avoid some of the mess there. But, yeah, a lot of 69, I think that maybe it's just a small section. I think it's between Lapeer and Imlay City hasn't been done. But most of it east of Flint has been done. It's turned out really nice. I understand they were supposed to do, they're supposed to start some work on 69, I think, west of Flint this year. I might be wrong, but I'd heard something along those lines. But I guess it could be resurfaced or done something with. It looks like it's getting kind of rough shape there.
I don't know if you've been down 23, but the last 10 miles towards the border on the southbound, that was horrendous, the point that they actually had to shut off one lane, the right lane. I mean, there was pieces of concrete missing that would swallow up a Volkswagen. It was terrible, but I think they got that redone. I think last year when I came through on 23, it was fine. So it looks like that was replaced or repaired. I also noticed on 31, the sections got redone south of Niles towards the border, too.
That's good to know. I don't usually get down that way anymore. My kids had lived over in Wisconsin, and we either went down 69 or, you know, across 94 and around Chicago there. They lived just north of the Illinois border there in Sturtevant. So we don't usually get down that way anymore, but good to make notes, I guess, of that. Usually we're usually from this side of the state, either 75 or 96, that type of thing, and trying to stay away from a lot of the construction zones that we can. Like you say, it's good to know, I guess, the back roads, too. That kind of helps out in some ways, especially when you start getting into the construction and closing roads and detours and barrels and that sort of thing.
Yeah, leaving a little space in case somebody wanted to jump in. WA. Bowling Grand Rapids. That's 696. I hope I'm not having to go over to that part of the state, because apparently that's a total mess. How many years did they say it was going to take for them to redo that section?
I think they're doing I think they've done one side, and I think they're going to do the other this year. I know everything is, I want to say everything is westbound. I think they've moved the westbound into the eastbound lanes, and I think they're hopefully supposed to finish. I think it's this year, although I've heard another story that they are supposed to do a section between I-75 and DeQuinder here soon. So I guess it's good to be up on it. But, yeah, I've definitely heard just a lot of nightmares about trying to get around with 696 the way it's been.
No, they had just let that go on for too long to allow it to deteriorate, and then you got that point. There was no real quick fix for it. But that was all concrete, which is not as easy to tear up like asphalt is. They can do a 5-mile section of asphalt overnight, chew it up, spit it back on down. The concrete, that's a whole different story. The same thing like they did with 69, right? Because they did all the concrete and just kept putting asphalt patches in it. Once in a while, they cut out a section and put some more concrete in, and all that did was heave. I'm not understanding the why they don't do asphalt, because they can resurface that quickly, but there might be some road areas that it doesn't work well.
Yeah, I've heard all different kinds of stories, you know, prices and how long it lasts. It's interesting. It's interesting to see some of these around here. They've done an asphalt, and some of it's been about maybe 5-10 years, and they're kind of, some of them are kind of buckling a little bit in places. And I don't see a lot with the concrete so much that they put down. So I guess, like you say, a lot of it's conditions and maybe the quality of the work and that. But definitely, it's a process, I guess, that's got to get done. It's like I used to work down in Southfield, and you know, I can't imagine it today. But it was before I-696 was built, and it's like, you know, what do we do without it back in the day? But you know, it's definitely definitely a needed thing with a lot of the traffic, I suppose.
Well, and throwing a trailer, I always dreaded when I started coming to a section of concrete, like right here. It's fine on an automobile, but as soon as you're throwing a trailer, you definitely can feel those joints, especially on a fifth wheel. It would be, we get this chucking back and forth, and unless the road was really smooth. Now, and when they redo it, it looks, did a great job. What was the one I did? Was it 90? 88? Somewhere on the way out towards Rockford, between Schaumburg and Rockford, where I think it's 19. They redid all of that going towards Rockford. Yeah. Beautiful. I mean, I've never seen a road that nice before, and just smooth. And I had the fifth wheel completely loaded. It just was smooth as butter out that way.
Yeah, that's for certain. It definitely helps the ride. Definitely helps with the car, like you say, the suspension, the tires, those kinds of things. But if you can get on a road like that, you definitely can't beat that. Rather than Baja and down some of these roads, I definitely agree with you in that way.
Well, Dave, I am getting close to the airport. I'm going to pay attention to traffic here. Paul, I will bid you a good day. Thanks for being my virtual co-pilot as part of my journey. We'll start at 73s and connect with you again sometime soon in the future on W8AOR.
W8AOR. Yeah, it's been good talking with you there. Enjoyed the conversation and definitely comparing notes on road conditions and what they're like this side of the state and on your side of the state there. But hey, whatever you do today, and if you're driving, drive carefully and safely, and enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the warmer temperatures. Hope you have a good day, and hope to hook up with you again in the future. 73, see ya. W8AOR is signed, and this is November 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and we'll be clear of the frequency as well.
W8DIJ, Waterford, Michigan. KF8S from W8EAP. Nothing heard. W8EAP.